An easier way to remember the words. A simpler way to understand the world. From word to world. Join us. Word of the day. 英语其实很简单。AU English. You're listening to 英语优选。AU English. Today's keyword is youth.
Youth. The time of being young. Early life. There's a saying in English that says, youth is wasted on the young. How true.And I wish I can go back to.
Well, talking about youth, China helps Kenya's youth to attain new job skills. China is providing Kenya over 120 million US dollars in loans to help the East African nation's youth. China has provided assistance to Kenya's National Youth Service and the country's premier vocational training institute under phase one of the bilateral cooperation that concluded 5 years ago.The Asian nation has agreed to provide equipment for the construction industry during the second phase. And also, we have given support to 38 Confucius Institute, teaching Mandarin and Chinese culture, and many of the Africa's top universities. China is one of the very few countries to increase the number of full scholarships for Africans to study in its universities with a total of 18,000 anticipated between 2013 and 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And for new sectors, especially for the national construction or for the fundamental sections in Africa, these kind of STEM subjects, science, technology, skills are in strong demand in the country.
Absolutely true. So again, like we're seeing, the lack of students having those STEM subjects is going to be an issue because, I mean, they need to be prepared. This is the future, and this is the direction that the future is going.
And this could link to the stories in the UK because they are encouraging more students to choose STEM subjects.
Absolutely.
And also, the Shadow Secretary of Education is calling on students to choose STEM subjects so that they can have homegrown talent.
Absolutely.
And that could be in strong need in Africa currently because they do not have the talent in these kind of majors.
Right. Going back to the UK, they're doing this for economic reasons. You know, they're saying take up STEM because we need more engineers because our economy is growing, etc. Same thing could be said about Africa. You know, the economy is definitely growing with the help of China. There's lots of, collaborations between the two. So, again, you know, having a focus on STEM is important for the future.
That is this episode of AU English. Thank you for listening. Talk with you next time.